This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. Alabama lawmakers will have to wait until next week for what could be final passage of a bill that would ban almost all abortions in the state. The Senate was set to vote on the measure yesterday, but as debate got underway, commotion erupted over procedural issues around an amendment to the bill. Senators ultimately decided to delay the vote. We talk about that and other actions in the legislature with Don Daly. He's host of Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal. Don, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Andrew. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
Well, take us back. What prompted this chaos in the Senate around the abortion bill?
You mentioned it was more about procedure than it was anything else, and it did revolve around an amendment that was tacked on to the abortion ban legislation in a Senate committee this week. That amendment would add exceptions for rape and incest under the abortion ban. As originally conceived, the abortion ban only allowed for an exception for a mother whose health might be seriously endangered by a pregnancy. Going to the Senate floor on Thursday, there was a motion to table that amendment. In other words, to strip that amendment out of the bill and go back to the legislation in its original form. The sponsor moved to table. The lieutenant governor, who presides over the Senate, immediately called for the vote. Democrats raised their hands, wanting to be recognized to express opposition, and they felt like they did not get the proper recognition.
Well, there does seem to be an issue within the Republican caucus over that amendment to include exceptions for rape and incest. You had Senate President Pro Tem Del Mar saying he supports that amendment and encouraged his fellow lawmakers to go back and talk to their constituents about it. What do you hear from different Republicans around that exception?
Well, I spoke to the Senate sponsor, Senator Chambliss of Prattville, and their opposition is two-pronged. A, one of the objectives of this bill is personhood recognition. They believe that a fetus upon conception is a person, and allowing rape or incest exceptions would be sort of counter to that argument. And then there's the legal aspect. It's been made clear from the beginning that the supporters of this abortion ban hope that a legal challenge would go all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court and force a review of the Roe versus Wade decision.
Well, the Alabama Senate did pass a medical marijuana bill on Thursday. It now moves on to the House. And Don, what is allowed under this bill?
According to its sponsor, there are a number of medical conditions that would benefit from allowing patients to use medical marijuana as part of their treatment. We've heard things mentioned like chronic pain, terminal illness. I've even heard dementia patients. This legislation would set up an Alabama Medical Cannabis Commission, which would sort of oversee all of this process, would screen those who might potentially benefit from receiving medical marijuana to make sure that they are properly eligible for it, and then they would benefit properly from it in the long run.
Now, it seems noteworthy that a medical marijuana bill would make it this far in Alabama, given how conservative the legislature is generally. How have you seen these attitudes toward marijuana shift among lawmakers?
It's been an interesting process. As you allude to, this has been an issue that's come up for a number of years, but heretofore, it's been mostly Democrats who have carried the torch. This year, a Republican lawmaker carried this legislation in the Senate, Senator Tim Melson of Florence, who is himself a physician. Senator Melson has been pretty candid about coming around to this legislation. He's told me on our show previously that if you had asked him several years ago to sponsor a medical marijuana bill, that he probably wouldn't have done it. But he says he's changed his mind on the issue, that his eyes have been opened to the benefits of certain patients, and Republicans, for the most part, got behind him on this issue.
Well, finally, a bill that would allow voters to decide whether to start a lottery in Alabama squeaked through the Senate. Thursday, it was set to go before a House committee, but there were some hiccups. Don, where does this bill sit?
It was interesting. A substitute bill was approved in a House committee this week. Representative Steve Klaus of Ozark offered the substitute and will carry the lottery bill on the House floor. He said he was answering concerns from a lot of people that there should be an education component to the lottery bill. As it was passed by the Senate, the proceeds from an Alabama lottery would be split between the general fund budget and the Alabama Trust Fund. And there were many who wanted education to enjoy the benefit of some of those revenues. So Representative Klaus put in a substitute that passed committee on Thursday that says education would get some of those proceeds. And he says he hopes that makes it more palatable to his colleagues in the House.
Don Daly is host of Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal. You can hear from Don most Fridays during the legislative session here on WBHM. Don, thanks for the update.
Andrew, it's always a pleasure to be with you.